Hello, guys, and welcome to another episode of the Bird Gang Drive. I am your host, Corey, and I will be talking a little bit about what the Cardinals need to do and their keys to the game, week two, at home against the Washington Redskins. So the Washington Redskins are 1-0, and they played on Sunday against the Philadelphia Eagles at home and beat them 27-20. The Eagles had the Redskins the whole game, but then Ron Rivera at halftime had an IV, and then he helped pump his team up because Ron Rivera has throat cancer. So he had an IV at halftime, and then he probably must have pumped up the Redskins team as they were down at least 17-7 or 17-0 at half, and they ended up winning 27-20. So what I think the Cardinals need to do is they need to be great on both sides of the ball. Their defense has shown yesterday that they can really be really, really, really good coverage-wise, and that they're way better getting after the quarterback-wise, too. I feel they need to put up more pressure on Haskins. They need to use their linebackers a lot in coverage. They need to attack those tight ends. The Redskins don't have very great tight ends, but they still need to make sure that they have a good hold on them so none of their tight ends have a big breakout game against us. I do feel like if Arizona can be smart on defense and on offense, if they cannot throw too many screen passes, and if they can use their receivers right, I feel the Redskins are going to look at Hopkins and they're going to cover him a lot more tightly than what the 49ers did last week. And they will also be looking forward to pressuring Kyler Murray a lot more. You saw with the 49ers, they didn't pressure Kyler a lot more. When they did, it wasn't good enough because Kyler almost had like over 100 yards rushing and a touchdown against the San Francisco 49ers yesterday in the win. I feel the Cardinals need to give the ball more to their receivers. I feel they need to run the ball a lot more to Kenyon Drake. They need to have a lot more balanced attack. I feel their offensive line needs to block more because the Redskins' defensive line is also really good as well with their third overall pick, Chase Young. I feel if all that happens, the Cardinals can have an easy win on Sunday if they can play to their strengths. I really do feel like it. And if they do, I think it'll be a 24-14 win against the Redskins at home. But the Redskins are also underdogs as well. So look at that, because the Redskins, I believe, on Sunday were underdogs against the Eagles, and then they were down at halftime, and then they ended up beating them. And the same could happen if we get a little too cocky and if we don't take this team seriously enough. Because like on every Sunday, it's any given Sunday in this league. So you've seen it yesterday with the Jaguars beating the Colts, the Redskins beating the Eagles. The Patriots without Tom Brady somehow beating the Dolphins, who were supposed to be a way better team. Nobody thought Cam Newton was going to have a big game yesterday in New England. But I feel the Cardinals need to be smart like they did yesterday against the 49ers. I really, really, really do. But they need to be differently, because now the Redskins are going to probably be more tighter coverage on DeAndre. And I feel Kyler's not going to be able to run as much anymore, because the Redskins will find a way to get after him now. But I also feel like if the Cardinals' special teams can also be one of the unsung heroes on Sunday against Washington. Ezekiel Turner had a blocked punt, which helped the Cardinals gain that offensive momentum yesterday. And I really feel like the special teams can really do something big as well. So don't be too low on our special teams. Our special teams can also try to find a way to make something special happen. I feel Patrick Peterson can have a better game than he did against San Fran yesterday. I feel like Patrick Peterson wasn't targeted as much. I didn't see him really blow any coverages, but I didn't see him really be targeted as much, because they did run the ball a lot more, and they did still give the ball to Kittle a lot more. And they were a lot more creative with their passes. They didn't pass Patrick Peterson's way. And when they did, I feel Peterson did a good enough job. But I feel Patrick Peterson can do a lot better, because Washington's offense is a lot more pass-heavy now. They're not going to run the ball, as they don't have a real good running back to hand the ball off to on Sunday. But if they do, then that will spell disaster for our defensive line. But I don't feel like it because our defensive line is led by guys like Chandler Jones, Zach Allen, Angelo Blackson had a huge game yesterday. Guys like Jordan Phillips. You have guys like that that can really help you, that they can show that they can help you when they're called upon. I also feel like Isaiah Simmons will have a better game than what he did yesterday. I don't know if he's going to be out there a whole lot more than he was in San Fran, as he did have a couple miss-ups, but that's part of being a rookie. I get that. Just as long as he can be a lot better and can limit those penalties, I really feel like he can show that he has that talent which we wanted when we drafted him at 8th overall. I feel Arizona is going to come in heavy tomorrow. They're going to come in with the smarts. They're going to come in really smart on both sides of the ball. And I feel like it'll be a huge win for Arizona on Sunday against Washington if they can put up those keys to the game, as I said. I will be back Sunday, as I will be putting up my analysis of game 2. And I am out. See ya.